The U.S. Supreme Court heard argument this morning in a case that pits the state of Michigan against an Upper Peninsula Indian tribe. This case revolves around the tribe's plan to open an off-reservation casino. Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network, and he joins us now from D.C. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Cindy.
So you were at the Supreme Court today following this case between the state of Michigan and the Bay Mills Indian community. What is the issue here?
The Bay Mills tribe decided that they wanted to basically branch out further than the eastern Upper Peninsula and its sparse customer base. And so they opened up a casino off its reservation, 100 miles away, and it's kind of a test case that if they could open a casino in Vanderbilt, an off-reservation casino, they think that they could open them up in, you know, maybe a couple of other places as well. And there are some other tribal casino projects being proposed around the state as well. Most notably, the Sault Ste. Marie tribe would like to open one up in Lansing. And so that's kind of what's at play here, although unlike the Lansing case, Michigan said, you can't do that, went to federal court seeking an injunction to shut down the casino, and it has played out through the courts, and now it's before the United States Supreme Court on this singular question of whether states like Michigan can sue an Indian tribe for something that's going on off the reservation.
So what did you hear at today's arguments?
Well, the court, the justices of the court seemed really interested, first of all, in why the state felt like it had to go to court and challenge the tribes, what's called its sovereign immunity, that because tribes are government, that they enjoy some immunity from certain types of lawsuits. And what the tribe is saying is that on off-reservation activities, this still applies to them. The court wanted to know why the state of Michigan didn't go to arbitration and why, if this is against Michigan's gaming laws, the state didn't just go in and use its police power to shut it down.
And what did they say?
That the state's response was that there are a lot of options out there, but they thought this one was the cleanest one and the most respectful to tribal sovereignty, which is sort of interesting that you know, the state is arguing that it was respecting tribal sovereignty by challenging it. But they said that really sending in the state police to shut down a casino, to arrest maybe its customers, the people who work there, even tribal leaders, would be disrespectful to the tribes, disrespectful to tribal sovereignty, and the sort of confrontation that we want to avoid and really why civil actions in courts exist.
And what arguments did we hear from the Bay Mills side?
Well, what the Bay Mills tribe said was that there are plenty of other ways to resolve this particular dispute if the state would only choose to do it. But most specifically on the legal question, that these lawsuits can't be allowed unless Congress passes a law abrogating tribal immunity in a case like this, or if the tribe simply gives it up, passes a rule saying we agreed that we can be sued on questions like this. The tribe hasn't done it. Congress hasn't done it, and if Congress hasn't done it, then it's not the place of the United States Supreme Court to second-guess Congress. That's the argument that they made.
And, Rick, this case really is getting a lot of attention nationwide?
Yes. Well, there's a lot at stake for states that want to be able to enforce their laws by going to federal court to get an injunction, and they say that's not just gaming laws. But we could be talking about tribal laws, underage drinking laws, health and safety laws, things like that, you know, as well, even things like prostitution laws. And what the tribes say is that there are still plenty of avenues to resolve these disputes, but they say their concern is that their sovereign immunity for all kinds of off-reservation enterprises is at stake, because really the only way the tribes can derive revenue is from these businesses. And there's not a lot of business on the reservation, so a lot of times they have to go off reservation, and the way that they protect their trust funds and the money that they use for police and fire, schools, other governmental functions, basically comes from having that revenue protected by sovereign immunity.
Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network, joining us from D.C., where he is covering today's arguments in front of the Supreme Court in the case of Michigan versus Bay Mills Indian Community. Rick, thank you so much.
My pleasure, and the statue of John Marshall says hello.
Well, tell him hello back.